The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Yes, it can. It can buy you a boat. I seen a thing on Facebook or somewhere the other day that said you can't take your money with you. You might as well buy a boat.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So, buy a boat.
There's no rich men in heaven.
That's right.
And or women.
Maybe there'll be boats in heaven. I don't know. I used to think there'd be Harleys in heaven, but, you know, whatever. We'll find out one day, I hope.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so you are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. You can call us at 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. You might want to jot that down because we're going to give away a T-shirt and a hat today. And it just falls, everything just falls right in with what I'm going to talk about a little bit as far as that T-shirt and hat goes. So give us a call when we get out that trivia question and text us or call us. I like phone calls.
Yeah.
I like to hear people talk.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, either way, we'll take it. Boat Smart is sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine located at 5621 Bayer Road here in Pensacola, 850-492-0487. KeyMarineCenter.com is the website. You can go out there and check them out. They actually have some motors in stock, and they're dropping some of their prices on their motors, and they have all this pricing on their Facebook and their website.
Mm.
So check them out. KeyMarineCenter.com is the website. You can check them out there, and they are just one of the best places, as far as I'm concerned, in Pensacola to get your motor service. Key Marine sponsor, they are the Mercury, Yamaha, Suzuki Repower Center here in Pensacola. They will beat anybody's prices, and I know they will because they tell me so, right?
Yeah.
So I'm telling you, we're going to do a giveaway today, and I got a trivia question for you. And you want to do the trivia question now? I think a lot of times if we do it early, it might help us, so because this might take a little bit.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We're going to do a trivia question, and then you can give us a call or text. 850-437-1620 is the phone number, and we are more than happy to take your answer and see if you can win this prize. The trivia question is by Cameron today. Cameron is one of my students over at George Stone. He actually moved here from Maryland to take our class. How about that?
Wow. Cool.
So we are far reaching. We're all over the United States, apparently. And I'm waiting to get, you know, overseas. Maybe we get some overseas people over here. You never know what happens there. So that's very possible nowadays. So, you know, check us out here and let's see what this question is. So the question is, what two countries produce Suzuki outboards? What two countries produce Suzuki outboards? If you give me, I'll take one or both. If you give me one or both, I'll take it, and we'll talk about that. So we're talking about Suzuki outboards. What two countries produce Suzuki outboards? And the reason that question is so cool is because this week we actually were able to acquire or gain access to Suzuki training online. I got a phone call on Monday. Actually, got an email and a phone call on Monday from Suzuki Marine. And they said, we've been hearing good things about your school. We're wanting to give you guys some information.
Nice.
And we now have Suzuki online training. And I got an email this morning. You'll love this. So email this morning was, wow, we see that a lot of your students already signed up for this class. And, you know, that made them excited that we're already signing up for it. So we now have Suzuki training online, and it's their website. They go down there, and the students actually get a Suzuki ID. And it's like our Yamaha and Mercury training as well. You know, it's a bunch of information on their motors and things like that. So we started that yesterday. I already got it in my Canvas program where students just do a couple clicks and they get signed up.
Wow, that's awesome.
And I'm so happy about that because it just widens what they can learn. And we do have several students that work at Suzuki locations. We just never had opportunity for the training side of it. So they're learning when they go there, right? So now they have an opportunity to learn the product before they go to these Suzuki locations. And they told me they're going to expand from that. They're going to help us out with some product eventually, and we're just going to work into that part of it. So we'll have three products in there, and it's pretty fitting because Key Marine is your Suzuki, their Yamaha, and Mercury, and we have all three of those now in our classroom. So how awesome is that?
That's just so great. Awesome.
So, yep. So the question is, what two countries produce Suzuki outboards?
All right. We already have three texts.
Okay.
The first one that came in was one country, and then the last one that came in was both countries, but we got to go with the first one, right?
Yep. Let's try it and see what happens.
All right. It's pretty obvious on the first one, I would think. Marcus is our winner. He texted in Japan.
Okay. Yeah.
I would think that'd be, yeah, that was the first one that came to my mind, but the second one was a little surprising.
Okay. Did the second text get that also?
The first and second texts were just Japan, and
okay.
Then the third text had both of them.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So the third text,
mm-hmm.
Thailand. Yeah. And I found that interesting that, you know, that both those locations. So the fun fact about that is the Suzuki outboards, they're 2.5 horsepower to 30 horsepower are manufactured in Thailand. They're 40 to 350 horsepower are manufactured in Japan. That's pretty cool. So I don't know how all that works logistically and all that stuff, but that's pretty good to know.
So congratulations, Marcus. He was the first one in on the text. So where does Marcus go to pick up his prize?
Marcus will go out there to Key Marine. You know, they're located out there on Bower Road at 5621 Bower Road. Go out there and check them out. Talk to them up front, and they will give you that shirt and hat from Suzuki. They're nice hats and shirts, so he'll be proud to wear them.
Yeah.
So it's been busy this week. I'm telling you what, we've had a very busy week. We came off of spring break. If you listened last week, we did a rerun. This week, we're back in full swing, and we're gearing up towards summer school. I say that because I'm always thinking forward, trying to figure out what direction I'm going to go. And this week was just a whirlwind of learning in my class. And we did our What Did You Learn Last Night, but we also did Student of the Month. And our Student of the Month for March is Amelia. Amelia got the Student of the Month, and she has been in my class all year this year. Amelia actually came to class a couple years ago, and things just wasn't working out for her, and she actually returned back this year and is doing a great job. And I wasn't, you know, sometimes when you come to school or whatever you're doing in life, sometimes life throws curveballs at you, right?
Oh yeah. Sometimes they bean you right in the face with them.
Yeah, and you just have to make adjustments.
Yeah.
And so she made some adjustments and she came back and I would rate her, I don't know if I should rate students or not, but top of my class. I mean, she just does a great job in there. She is one of the students that stays engaged all the time. And all the students had great, wonderful things to say about her. So very proud of her and her accomplishments and gaining student money. She got a prize, a tool prize that she got with that. She got a nice cup from Marine Service Technology. Bling Fest Creations does the cups for us. I can't mention who does the prizes because that person wants to be anonymous, so we don't talk about who that person is, but he's somebody that wants my students to be successful. And I really appreciate the fact that we have people backing us up in our class. I mean, like Yamaha, now Suzuki, and Mercury. It's so great. So happy about that. And Amelia is doing just a wonderful job in our class. So we ran into some other things this week that I found interesting. You know, I teach my students how to work on boats as far as the mechanical side of it, but they also need to learn how to look up parts. They need to understand how to read service manuals, and I'm always telling them, hey, you got to have the right serial number, model number to look up the right parts or find the right service manual. So we were actually working on a 70 Yamaha this week. It had the customer had hit something and damaged the prop and the prop shaft, and the prop shaft was bent really bad, so we had to replace the prop shaft. So my students, going through the way I teach them, use the serial number and model number of the motor, and find the correct parts, order them, you know, give the estimate, order them, get the parts to come in. Well, we get the parts in, and I'm over there helping the students putting this gear case back together, and I notice they're struggling with the prop shaft, trying to put the shift mechanism back in the prop shaft, and I'm looking at it, and they're trying to force the shift mechanism in, and I'm looking at it, and I said, let me see that for a second. This was last week. I said, let me see that for a second. And I look at it and I'm noticing something. You know, when you're not when you don't take something apart yourself, you really have to really engage in your mind and think about, okay, what is going on here, right? So I'm looking at it and I go, where's your old prop shaft at? Because I tell my students, never throw anything away until the job is done. I said, where's your old prop shaft? Well, they go get it because these students, they listen, hopefully, you know, they bring the old prop shaft. I'm looking at it and I go, these prop shafts aren't the right prop. This prop shaft's not the right prop shaft.
Uh-oh.
So it wasn't going to go together. So I said, y'all sure you looked up the right part number? You sure you did use the right? And they said, yeah, by serial number, by model number, all this, right? So I got into I got the serial number, model number, and I went to my desk and I started looking up parts for it. And I noticed that the shift mechanism wasn't the same as what we were dealing with. Mm. Became a problem, right? So I'm looking at it and I'm going, huh, that don't match up. So I started going, when you have these situations, you have to really start investigating. You become an investigator. And I've talked about this kind of thing in the show, but I've never had this actually happen in my classroom like it did on this one. So it snowballed on us, right? So I'm looking at it and I say, okay, this motor was a 1999 or 2000. And I started going forward and backwards and I found the right year model that had that same shift mechanism. So I thought, well, there's the right prop shaft. So we looked up the part number for the right prop shaft. We returned the prop shaft and ordered the right prop shaft. And then the new prop shaft came in. So we're all happy. We're putting this thing back together. Well, now we're looking at the seals. Again, here we are. We're 3 weeks into this at this point.
Wow.
So we're looking at the seals. We're going, The students are like, the seals don't fit. And I'm like, here we go. Right? So now we have to do some more investigating because now we got the right prop shaft. We got the wrong seals. But before we ordered the prop shaft, we actually looked at the seal part numbers to verify because my student said, let's look at the seals and the water pump and all this. So we did, and we verified, yeah, these are the right seals. These are the right, you know, water pump for this motor that we looked up. Well, we figure out that we got the wrong seals, so we ended up having to reorder. We had to find the seals that we looked at. So now we're looking at different horsepowers. So back and forth in the year models, horsepower. So, I mean, this is taking up quite a bit of time and information to figure this out. Well, what we figured out was we had a 70 horsepower motor with a 75 horsepower lower unit on it. So somewhere along the way, the lower unit got changed. And there's no way to figure that out unless you just happen to know that by looking at the parts. So we had to reorder the seals. And not only did we have to reorder the seals, we had to reorder the water pump. And yesterday, we got all the parts, they all came in, and yesterday and the day before, and we managed to get this thing back together. And, you know, these lessons that we teach at George Stone in the Marine Service class, when you try to teach that to the students and you're adamant about it, use the service manual, use the right serial number, use the right model number, and then it all blows up in your face, right?
Yeah.
And it becomes a new lesson, right? Mm-hmm. So it becomes a new lesson. Oh, by the way, if you got any questions or comments, you can give us a call, 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. You might have a question about your boat or something. We definitely don't want you sitting out there thinking you can't call. We want to hear from you, so give us a call. And we're more than happy to talk. Maybe it happened to you. Maybe something happened there. You know, customers don't always give you the information that you require. You know, when they hit something, they may not even tell you they hit anything. Well,
right,
we knew this customer did, because that's why he brought it in.
Yeah.
But he may not even know that he changed it. Somebody had put a different gear case on or something like that too, you know. Mm-hmm. And things like this happen. A lot of times you have to go through and start looking at the engine and seeing what fuel system, ignition system, and all this stuff to try to piece the puzzle together to figure out what you have. And in this situation, that's what we were having to do. So we got past that. And we got the right parts, and we're putting the unit back together, and now we're using the service manual. And I would have never believed this if this wouldn't have happened all on the same project. So the students are getting ready to torque the carrier nut onto the gear case. That's the nut that holds the prop shaft carrier in the gear case. And they're looking at the torque specs, and the torque spec says 10.5 foot-pounds. And I think it was 136 newton meters, something like that, right? And the student says to me, 10.5. And I said, yeah. I said, it sounds a little low to me, but okay. Cause I don't know everything. Right. So I said, let's go by the service manual and see what happens. So they torque it at 10.5 and we could tell immediately that was not working. Right. So I said to him, I said, let's take our Newton meters and, you know, convert it over and see what it ends up being. It was around 110 foot-pounds. So there was a typo in the service manual. So this whole project that we were doing was a learning experience that, wow. You know, and I had to explain to my students, I said, you know who writes service manuals? You know, who writes service manuals? You know?
People who don't service.
People that don't service a lot of time, probably. But, you know, it's little mistakes that you make. Like when I write my programs, and a student will call me out every time if I misspell a word or don't put a, mm-hmm. you know, semicolon where whatever goes somewhere, you
right,
know?
Yeah.
And they'll say, hey, that's not correct, right? Mm-hmm. So that's what happened in our service manual. Hmm. So we actually got in there and figured that out through back and forth and looking at the service manual, and we figured, luckily, we had both readings in there, both torques, and Newton meters is one way to go. Foot-pounds, inch-pounds, you have to pay attention to all that.
Hmm.
So,
wow.
Yep.
So service that was manual typo. Wow.
Yeah, and how do you teach that when you're trying to teach that? Does that make sense, you know?
Yeah.
To try to get students to understand that sometimes there's going to be something like this. I mean, if a person was doing that and they had no idea, they could really mess up a project like that, right? Yeah. So we got a call?
Yeah, we do have a call. Yeah. First of all, we had a text from Candy. She said, Stefan, yes, with three A's and an exclamation point. You always make me want to go back to school to learn when I listen. I love Boat Smart. So thank you, Candy.
Thank you.
All right. We've got another call coming in. We got Joe from Pensacola. Joe, are you on the line with us?
Yeah, I'm here. How's it going today, guys?
Appreciate you calling.
You're a plethora of knowledge.
You have a question for us, Joe? Oh, hold on. We might have lost him.
No, we've got him. Hold on. Sorry.
Live radio. Live radio.
I got a question for you.
All right, go ahead, sir.
Cool.
All right.
I got a 2,135 Merc Optimax.
Okay.
Nobody wants to work on it.
Yep.
So I took it on myself. I cleaned all of the fuel injectors and the air injectors. I put a new water pump in it, a complete new water pump in it, and I keep overheating. Someone told me that they can load, and I ran that Nutrisalt through it mm-hmm. 30 times. Somebody told me that there's a spot where the salt will collect and not let the water go through the block enough.
Right.
Is there any... And then somebody said run it with vinegar in the tank or muriatic acid. So before I do anything crazy like that, I got my lungs in this motor trying to resurrect it.
Right.
Is there any suggestion?
Yeah. You know, when you get into that type of situation, a lot of times you'll end up with blockage around the head area and the cylinder area where you have water circulating through those areas. You know, I don't really like the, you know, quick, type fix chemicals and all that stuff. I mean, those are good for when you're trying to maintain it, like if you didn't salt away or something like that, that's okay. Bottom line is you may have to take the head off that motor to see what's going on. You know, I'm pretty sure Key Marine will work on that for you. You may want to check with them. And especially if you mentioned Boat Smart, they might just say, yeah, we'll take care of it, you know, help you out.
Oh, yeah.
God, telling you, I'd love to give it to you and your class.
Yeah, we can't do that. I wish we could.
Yeah. Yep.
That's okay. That's okay. I get it. But thanks for the heads up.
Yep. Thank you.
Heads off, actually, to give the punt. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks for the call. Thanks for listening, Joe.
All right, moving right ahead, we got another caller on the line. Let me see if I can do this correctly. Yep, there we go. All right, and we have Michael from Pensacola. Michael, are you there with us?
Yes, I'm here. Great show.
Thank you.
What are your? I know the three engines you sell. What ranking are they in the order of what you sell? You know, who's you sell Yamaha the most, Mercury, Suzuki, 1, 2, 3. Who's?
Well, you know, when you look at and that's kind of when you look at engines, and it's basically like Chevrolet and Ford. You know, what do you like, kind of thing. But I would say that Yamaha and Mercury are very in our area. That's what you see mostly. and then you see Suzuki coming up behind. So they have all three best products on the market, in my opinion. Does that make sense?
I understand.
Yeah. So,
yeah, it does. I've just heard people, I've heard diehard Yamaha and Mercury. I've never heard anybody say, yeah, I'm going to go get me a Suzuki on the back of this.
Yeah.
You know, get excited. Unless they were trying to save a few dollars. And they were like, yeah, I'll get a Suzuki. And, oh, man.
Yeah. And what happened? Yeah. I'm sorry. What happened with the Suzuki product? You remember when we had supply issue problems? Suzuki had a bunch of motors in stock in different, you know, dealerships. Okay. So they were able to put some more on the market. But it's... Most of the time, it's where you live and what area you live in of what you're going to see as far as products are concerned. I know it's crazy.
Hey, and yeah, last thing. I Googled where they build them,
yep.
And it came up, and it showed Japan, China, and Thailand. And you asked for the first two, and I hit Japan and China.
Yeah.
But as I said in my text, I said, I'm not a sore loser. Congratulations to Marcus.
There you go. Hey, yeah. If you keep listening... Right. We'll give out some more prizes for sure. And I think we looked
I'll get one.
Yeah, we looked at China, and it was actually some parts come from there. They don't actually manufacture there. So, yeah.
I don't listen to Google too much, or especially Alexa or that other one.
Yeah, I got you.
Y'all have a great day. Take care.
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate you.
Thank you for the call. Yeah, if you go over toward Jacksonville area and that area, you see more Mercurys over there. And you come over here to the Panhandle, you seem to see more Yamahas, you know. And then you start seeing Mercurys and then, of course, Suzuki products, you know. So, you know, it's where you live. It's what you like. It's the Chevrolet Ford kind of thing, what works best for you. And bottom line, it all comes down to maintenance. It comes down to what you're doing to take care of your motor and how they're going to last for you, you know, for a long time, is if you maintain them correctly, if you got the right place for maintaining them, like Key Marine. That's going to help you no matter what the product is, you know. Pricing is another thing you got to look at. When you look at the prices of these three manufacturers, pricing's a little different for different ones, and availability. It all plays a factor on what you're going to put on the back of your boat. I've known a lot of people that moved one product and went to another one, and they've been diehard certain products, mm-hmm. and they went to another one just because they couldn't get the other one.
Right.
And that happens too. Yeah. So, yes, yeah, great calls. I appreciate that. Yep. 850-437-1620. We'll probably run out of time, but you may throw a text in there or whatever. That'll work for us too. So thank you guys for listening today. We appreciate that. So yeah, we're excited about the Suzuki online training.
That's
I went
great.
In there and I looked at some of it, and I'm going to spend some time in there and checking all that stuff out. And that's why we're successful. We have these relationships with these major manufacturers, the local businesses here in Pensacola and throughout the Panhandle and up into Alabama and a little bit over into Mississippi. Mm-hmm. And these big sponsors, Mercury, Yamaha, Suzuki, are talking about us.
Yep. They know Boat Smart, man.
And Boat Smart.
Yeah.
Right here on the air. So, mm-hmm. yes, all over the world,
all
we're famous,
world. Yeah.
right?
Yes.
Wow.
Infamous.
Yeah. Something. Yes.
Yes. All right.
All right. Well, it's been a good show today. Looks like we're getting down to the last seconds of it. So I do want to thank Key Marine for sponsoring the show. Get out there and see him out there on Bower Road, 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. Give him a call, 850-492-0487. Also, check him out at keymarinecenter.com. Thank y'all.
Yeah, thank you, Stephan. Always a pleasure, always fun. Thank you for your calls and texts this morning. Congratulations, Marcus, on the T-shirt and hat. Go by Key Marine and pick that up today. We'll be right back with more after this.